And now, more kid-listenable radio, here comes... Alright. Hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based stories and songs for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ. Youngster, there's no other person who can give you the gift of eternal life. In fact, there is no other God who can give you. There is no other God, period. And Jesus Christ, we lift up as Lord and Savior. If you don't know Him, I hope, I pray that you will have ears to hear. Just as Jesus said, the gospel truth that the only way to have a clean heart is if it's washed clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Piper, it's nice to have you in tune. Hello, Ashley and Eden and Victoria over in this friendly family here. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, what's coming during the next half hour? Well, for one thing, we have the wonderful We Kids March, a delightful time of marching your wiggles out. And between now and then, we'll be getting into the Word. Is it possible that someone could be fed by ravens? Not only possible, but God's Word says it really happened. And you can hear about this during Bible time coming up. Done by kids, for kids. I'm a big kid. This is We Kids.
Jesus was a little kid too. He was little like me and you. First a baby, then a boy. Got the Father's pride and joy. Jesus was a little kid too. Jesus was a little kid too. He knows what kids like to do. They like to run and play, help their parents every day. Jesus was a little kid too.
Sometimes when I think about Jesus Christ, I think about Jesus as God. Great and big and powerful and out in the heavens someplace, running the universe, the world, and in control of everything. And yet, Jesus started out as a baby. And yes, when Jesus Christ was growing up, I suppose there were times when he skinned his knee and when he was tempted to steal things out of the kitchen. Oh, boy. But he never sinned, because Jesus Christ, as human as he was also God. He was the God person. He was the only one who could die on the cross of Calvary for the sins of you and me and everybody. The Bible says for the sins of the whole world. Jesus Christ took our place in his perfection, in his godliness, in his humanness. Have you invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart, into your life, to wash your sin cleaner than clean? Bible time is next.
Here's a story written in the Bible about a flood that covered the land. How a man named Noah and his family built the boat at the Lord's command. Old Noah built the very first floating zoo. I think that's funny now. How about you? You can read it in the Bible. Just take a look and see. There's a story written in the Bible about the Battle of Jericho. How the wall of the city came tumbling down as they shouted and the horns did roll. Now they marched 7 times all around and around, and the wall of the city came tumbling down. You can read it in the Bible, just take a look and see.
The Bible is a storytelling book, it's plain to see. And there's a story there for you, and there's a story there for me.
There's a story written in the Bible about the giant and the shepherd boy. David killed that giant with a stone and a sling, and the king's men shouted for joy. David saved the land when he won that fight. They had a happy time in the camp that night. You can read it in the Bible, just take a look and see.
The Bible is a storytelling book, it's plain to see. And there's a story there for you, and there's a story there for me.
There's a story in the Bible about the 3 young Hebrew men. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego wouldn't bow, no, they wouldn't give in. They put them in the furnace, but they would not burn. Oh, what a lesson that king did learn. You can read it in the Bible, just take a look and see.
The Bible is a storytelling book, it's plain to see. And there's a story there for you, and there's a story there for me.
There's a story written in the Bible about Daniel in the lion's den. Now the king did all that a king could do, but they still had to put him in. Daniel stayed all night in the lion's den, but the very next day he was out again. You can read it in the Bible, just take a look and see. Just take a look and see.
All kinds of good stories in the Word of God, and one of them is about Elijah. Let's go to the Old Testament book of 1 Kings today. The end of chapter 16, the beginning of chapter 17, and hear this interesting story about how this man was fed by ravens. Well, there's more to it than the ravens. After King Solomon's death, and King Solomon was a great king, evil kings ruled the land of God's people, and it was divided into 2 kingdoms, Israel and Judah. God sent his prophet Elijah to warn Ahab, who was the most wicked king of Israel. Ahab ruled Israel in the town of Samaria for 22 years. Ahab did many things that the Lord said were wrong. He did more evil than all of the kings before him. He built a temple in Samaria for worshiping Baal. And this is not God, it's Baal. And he put an altar there for Baal. Ahab also made an idol for worshiping Asherah. He did more things to make the Lord, the God of Israel, angry than all the other kings before him. Now Elijah was a prophet from Gilead. Elijah said to King Ahab, "I serve the Lord, the God of Israel. As surely as the Lord lives, I tell you the truth. No rain or dew will fall during the next few years unless I command it." Then the Lord spoke his word to Elijah. "Leave this place. Go east and hide near Kereth Ravine. It is east of the Jordan River. You may drink from the brook. And I have commanded ravens to bring you food there." So Elijah did what the Lord told him to do. He went to Kereth Ravine, east of the Jordan River, and he lived there. The birds brought Elijah bread and meat every morning and every evening, and he drank water from the brook. Youngster, here's a good verse to remember speaking about the bread of life. John 6:35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst."
I believe God, I believe God. Ask what you will and it shall be done. Trust and obey, just take him and say, I believe God. Every promise in the book is mine.
No matter what the Word of God says, youngster, believe it. It is absolutely true. The Word of God came to Elijah, and it was about being fed by ravens. That's exactly what Elijah did. He believed God, and we need to believe God too, hearing His Word and living it. And now, time for our wonderful Wee Kids March. The Bible does say, speaking about the Word of God, that we're to make a joyful noise to the Lord, and that's what we're going to be doing right now. I need some march leaders during this thing. Eden, you sweet young lady, how would you like to be march leader ahead of little Victoria and bigger Ashley? I'm picking you to be march leader. Whitney, you're ahead of Jonathan over here. Allison, thank you so much for the picture of you and sweet little baby Logan. Allison, would you like to be a march leader? Okay, you're in. Carissa, thank you, too, for the picture. Would you like to be march leader ahead of Justin? All right, Carissa, you're picked by Mr. Nick. TJ, you're march leader over here. Mary Catherine, I have not forgotten you. You're ahead of little Haley in this happy household here. Can you do it, dear? All right, you're in. Mama, Papa, I need help with this. Picking march leaders, if you will. Thank you so much. Rules to our band, hang on. Your chance to participate in this joyful noise is coming up. Rules to this thing. Number one, you have to keep your feet in time with the music. Number two, knees up high. Number three, Papa-sized big marchers. Please watch out for little marchers. And number four, be sure to watch out for the trombone players who sometimes have trouble marching and playing at the same time during our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Wow, look at all of these spectacular marching kids in this thing. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Emily. Here comes Carly. And JJ, you're doing a good job in this thing, too. Keep those feeties in time with the music, please. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left. Abigail, knees up a little higher, please. Here comes Mary. And Autumn goes marching by. Sam. Sweet little Sam. Hello, Lisa. Come on, Sean, you can do this thing, too. Pamela's in good marching style today. Oh, I know you're usually a good marcher. Gently now, Christy, not quite so high on the knees. Listen to the band. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Here comes Natasha. And Amber comes marching in. Eric is goofing off, isn't he? Wait a second. What is going on back there? Watch out for the trombone players, too. These guys are in the mood to march big now, I can tell. Here comes Becky. Sam, watch out for the bone players. And Elizabeth comes marching through. All right, not quite so high on the knees now. Danny? Daniel, are you listening? Thank you. Hello, Nathan. Hello, Amber. Oh, you kids are good marchers. Here comes Claire, and Bonnie comes marching through. Mary Catherine, good lead. Yes, you're a good leader. Here comes sweet little Haley. Left, your left, your left, your right, your left, your right, your left. Adam, Amber, Alex, and Andrew, all these A kids all in a row. Look at them marching this thing. We're going to turn this around now to the rear. Other direction, Kerry, Ivan, Mary, Carlina, other way. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. Wow, talk about marching kids of the radio neighborhood. Hello, Ashley. Hello, Hannah. Hello, Jonathan. Oh, he's got a unique marching style, doesn't he? All the way to the end now. Good marching, youngster. You may be seated.
My life is better, so much better. My life is better with you. So much neater, so much sweeter. My life's just better with you. My life is better, so much better. My life is better with you. So much neater, so much sweeter. My life's just better with you. When I get to ride my bike,
music on We Kids.
Life's just better with you.
This is Mr. Nick with We Kids.
Friends, yes, you and I are friends. This I know, I'm glad it's so. Friends, when you're a friend to me, I feel so good inside. Say, are friends a gift from God?
I think they are.
Why, sure they are. Friends can take a rainy day and chase the clouds away. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him. God gave us our best friend, Jesus, His Son. Friends, because we care for them, we let them know, we tell them so. Hey, have I told you today how much you mean to me? Friends, oh, we should all be friends. Friends who share and friends who care.
Friends!
Yes, we're so thankful too for friends like all of you. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him. God gave us our best friend, Jesus, His Son. Friends are a gift from God. Oh, how we thank Him. God gave us our best friend, Jesus, His Son.
Youngster, I am thankful for you, as well as the rest of the radio friends gathered around for We Kids here. Best of all, though, is the friendship that we have in our Savior and in our Lord Jesus Christ, who came, who lived, who ministered, who died, so that we can have life forever. Oh, talk about good, good news. This is your friend, Mr. Nick, reminding you, youngster, that you are very, very special.
When Jesus sent you to us, we loved you from the start. You were just a bit of sunshine from heaven to our hearts. Not just another baby, 'cause since the world began, there's been something very special for you in His plan.
That's why He made you special.
I'm the only one of my kind. God gave me a body and a bright, healthy mind. He had a special purpose that He wanted me to find. So He made
my daddy, well, my daddy mows the backyard, while my mommy makes the beds. And my little brother, he cleans the playroom. And me, I see that our dogs get fed.
And each one needs the other to help him through the day. And love must be the reason God planned it just that way. That's why I'm something special. I'm the only one of my kind.
God gave you your body, and He gave you your mind.
He had a special purpose that He wanted me to find.
So He made you something special. You're the only one of your kind.
He made you something special.
He made me something special.
He made you something special. You're the only one of your kind.
You better believe you're special, youngster, because you are handmade by God. In Psalm 139, verse 14, I will give thanks to thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And if you're a child of His, all the better. That means we're both kids in God's kingdom. Youngster, do you remember today's Bible time from the Old Testament about the prophet Elijah? God used him to deliver God's word to wicked King Ahab. And then God protected Elijah from that wicked king by sending him to the Kereth Ravine, and he fed him by sending him food through ravens. Interesting way to eat, huh? I bet it was good food, too. And do you remember this good verse to remember from the New Testament? John 6:35, speaking about food. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. A good verse to know, a good verse to live, and I hope, I pray, that you have eaten of the bread of life, that you have the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, living in and shining through you. Well, look at this crazy machine here. Do I have to get on this? Oh, no. Well, I've seen some strange ones, but I think this is probably the strangest. Let me put on my helmet here. There we go. And climb into this monster. How do we start this thing up? Oh, it's working. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you, and I love you too. I truly, duly do. Come on, giddy up, machine.